At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Today's episode is all about probate. It's a great way to start to build your real estate portfolio from the ground up. A lot of landlords are using it, and we have got the expert, the authority on probate. His name is Chad Corbett. He is the co-founder of All the Leads. He's done thousands of deals. He's helped thousands of investors and trained agents around the world in probate. So he's really the authority on it. Chad is a former guest on the show where we talked more high level about real estate and giving back. And we said, we have to have Chad back on the show to dive deep into probate. Chad, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Great to have you here. And I loved our last discussion here on the show because that really talked about, you know, living the life that you want, but also giving back and not growing for the sake of growth, just to start a business and just explode things, but to really be intentional about what you want to do in your business. So catch us up since we last spoke. What have you been working on in your company? And what have you been doing in the real estate world?
The biggest change. So, you know, as All the Leads has grown, we've really let our customers determine our business model to a large extent. So one of the things we notice is a lot of folks fail like when they're 3 feet from gold. Like people will get started and they'll think, oh my gosh, this is my niche. This is it. And they'll get 2 to 3 months in and quit. And, you know, a lot of them come back at the 6 to 8 month mark because they're like, I got these people just called me and the deal fell in my lap. So I spent the better part of the second half really kind of pulling apart our customer experience and saying, how can I do a better job of keeping people in longer? And we actually built professional real estate coaching into our subscription price for free. So we have professional investor coaches and professional brokerage coaches. And we built that right into the middle of everything we do. So we provide the full system, but now we actually give you monthly accountability coaching calls. And if you need, like we have a deal hotline, if you need help, you can even get more frequent than that. So that's been the biggest thing that since you and I have talked, I took some time off, traveled quite a bit, did the Jimmy Carter Work Project and went down in Nashville, helped with that. But I've done some charity stuff, some real estate stuff, and really been focusing on doing a better job for our customers and All the Leads. So we can keep folks longer and make a bigger impact.
Well, you have now over 700 hours of content available through your program at All the Leads. And we'll have a link below. And if anyone wants to sign up, they can. If they just go to morrisinvest.com/probate, we'll have a special link set up. So you can go to and check out everything that Chad teaches in probate. But let's give a 30,000-foot level approach right now on what probate is and why is this such an attractive avenue for a young real estate investor looking to break into this? What is probate?
So probate is it's essentially the government oversight of settling out an estate. So it's to make sure, a lot of folks think it's about distributing assets. It's really more about settling liabilities. So making sure that family members don't take advantage of the state, making sure the government gets paid, and then finally distributing, and then paying the debts, and then finally distributing to the family. So it's just government oversight. Most people will go through probate. The most common exceptions are if you have a living trust, which less than 5% of Americans do. If your net worth is lower than a certain amount, it's usually between 30 and 100,000, you can get a small estate exemption. And then there's other, like if you have property that's held with a transfer on death clause, that doesn't need to be probated, things like that. The vast majority of Americans will go through probate. Why that's an opportunity is 89.8% of senior citizens plan on dying in their house and their current residence. Less than 20% of them do, as we know from nursing home and medical studies. 60% die in hospitals, and 20% die at home, and 20% in nursing homes. So also another scary, shocking statistic is the average senior citizen right now in the United States has around $24,000 in liquidity. So the lack of planning, like the lack of a plan or a contingency plan, and the lack of liquidity, oftentimes when there's a major health change or a death, that creates extreme urgency in the family to find ways to pay for things. And we've got about 78 million families about to go through this over the next 40 years as we transition, you know, from one generation to the next. You'll have almost 80 million baby boomer families will go through this. Very few of them have a plan, much less a contingency plan. So it creates an extreme amount of urgency and motivation on the family's part to find a solution and get rid of the emotional pain, which oftentimes results in them dumping assets for far less than they should. So what we try to do is train both realtors and investors. We cross-train. I believe everybody should approach it the same way, to really provide a broad scope of service that can help with any the real estate, the social aspects, the financial aspects of probate. And that gives them multiple reasons to reach out to you and trust you. And then you very quickly segue to the biggest problem, which is real estate. Because the middle-class Americans, depending on where they're at in that class, hold between 50 and 80% of their net worth in their primary residence. So for most people, that's the most valuable thing. It's full of all their personal property. It becomes the biggest problem. So if we can offer a solution across the board to focus on the people in this situation, then we earn the real estate. And whether you're looking for acquisitions, if you're looking to buy those houses, I mean, we, our best acquisitions guys are averaging about 55 cents on the dollar, and they're in every market that the iBuyers are in. It doesn't matter. There's such a high perceived value for having kind of that vertically integrated model. It's you know, we teach you to do it in such a way that you don't do any more work. Quite honestly, you do less work than you would on a lot of deals because you get the right people in place, vendors, not even your staff, and let them do the work and get paid for their part of it. But you get all the social credit. So it's a really easy way to enter into the conversation versus, hey, my name's Chad. I'm looking to buy 10 houses this year and you know, I own in your neighborhood, whatever your typical pitch is to play the numbers game, as everybody puts it. With probate, if you step back and kind of limit the, like, if you can trust the process, step back, focus on the people in the situation, then they'll sell you the house for a wholesale or lower, like a deep, deep discount based on the trust and the level of service and the pain you took away from them. So that's kind of our approach toward probate. You know, probate is nothing new. It's been around as long as law has been around. But this is what's different about everything that I do is really just the approach. It's really having an empathetic outreach to the families, figuring out what are their biggest problems, what solutions do I have on deck, and then knowing that 80-85% of the time, real estate's going to be their biggest problem and the solution that I can monetize.
I love that. So a couple of things to unpack there. You're developing this relationship, so you're not just approaching it as like a typical wholesaler. You know, getting on the phone, hey, I'm buying 10 properties in your neighborhood. I noticed that this property was on a probate list that I got from the county. Are you interested in selling the house? No, yeah. I'm not interested. And why would you go right to that question? You know, I've got a lot of other issues we're trying to deal with since my mom passed away, right?
If you do have competition, that's what they did. And mm-hmm. We've all been on those calls with a seller who has heard the number, someone hit them really low and they flinched. And their ego just built this wall. And they're like, I know all you guys are trying to do the same thing, right? So it's removing the title investor, removing the title realtor, and just saying, hey, I'm trying to reach Clayton. Hey, Clayton, this is Chad. Listen, the reason I'm calling, I've got a team of folks here locally that help families going through probate. And as part of that, we actually go to the courthouse and see who needs help and reach out early, risking that some people do take it the wrong way. But we know the sooner we get involved, the more equity the estate can retain and the less stress you'll have. What's been the toughest thing so far?
Right.
Now, they don't even know I'm in the real estate industry, but I just ask them a question that's damn near impossible not to engage with. So I let them know who I am, how I got their information, why I'm reaching out, and then I ask them a very emotional, open-ended question that's followed by proper silence. Like, they cannot stand but to get rid of that awkward silence. 9 times out of 10, they'll break right there. And it'll be like, well, we my sister lives out of town and I'll get this. And then there's this other stuff at work, and they just start to vent on you. And what is that? That's engagement. And that's where every acquisition or every listing, it doesn't matter. In real estate, until you have engagement, you've got nothing. You can sit and talk about your database and your leads, but until you learn how to get people to engage with you, you're not going to make any money. And so that's the difference here is we realized how probate has been done, you know, by other coaches or people in the industry, or how, like what the reaction is when you approach it typically. You know, what works great on an absentee or vacant list is doesn't really translate into probate. Now, if you make enough calls, you can say it's a numbers game. If you make 1,000 calls, you'll get a deal. But if you can trust what I'm talking about and really focus on people and situation, I mean, you can make 4 to 6% conversion off of a cold probate list. And I mean, for a lot of the guys on this call, you know, what's the lifetime value of a rental in the best school system in your town? Like, what's that deal worth over the next 30, 40 years of your life?
Right.
So it's worth slowing down and providing a little bit of additional value to the family. And it gets you in a lot more conversations.
And I think it's interesting.
The easiest houses you'll ever buy.
Yeah. I mean, some of the best houses I've ever bought are in that same situation. You know, some of the early flips that I did before I even held them, you know, I think the thing I always kick myself is, you know, God, I wish I would have held on to certain houses.
Tell me,
you know?
I've got a lot of those stories. You
know, that's the greatest thing in any kind of real estate room. It's the old guys in the room. Their biggest regrets in real estate are the deals they didn't hold on to. So I'm such a big buy and hold guy, but, you're absolutely right about that process. So for a lot of people listening right now who are listening and watching to the show right now, I get a lot of messages from people that say, look, I don't have any money. I don't have any money to get started in real estate investing. Clayton, I hear what you're saying, that it's, you know, one of the best ways to build wealth. I just don't have an entry point here. Is a probate approach to someone that wants to get in the buy and hold space, either if it's just for wholesaling to get some quick money, or for buy and hold that doesn't have a lot of money, is this a good approach, the probate approach?
It can be. So you're going to have to educate yourself on the probate process, but also on the legality, like on, you know, how properties are titled and how title transfers on death. Because, you know, and in a lot of probates, we'll do a couple hypotheticals. So husband and wife own house as tenants in common, and some title companies actually still do that to people.
Right.
And husband and wife own that. They think everything's good. There's no will, which 65% of Americans don't have one. So it's a pretty common situation. Husband statistically passes away first. So wife is there thinking she's going to get the house and nothing needs to be done. What she finds out, she learns that, oh, well, my husband didn't have a will, so I have to file probate. She goes to the county courthouse, finds out that because they held property as tenants in common, it doesn't transfer on death. It won't transfer to her without going through probate first. That's a deal you really can't do much with if you don't have any money, because the title is in the deceased name. So you're not going to be able to transfer. You won't be able to get title insurance until that transfers. And to close that chain of title, you need the probate documents. Now, same scenario, but the couple, the spouse, held property as tenants in the entirety with rights of survivorship because they closed with a savvy attorney or title company that knew how to title the asset. In that case, then the wife sometimes will have to submit like a spousal property petition, but the real estate can actually transfer from spouse A to spouse B, and it's essentially carved out of the probate. Only the state of Texas has this, but there's a provision in Texas law called monument of title where you can actually carve the real estate out of any estate. So it becomes, you know, it's the most valuable asset's not tied up for so long. They can settle liabilities by being able to liquidate that sooner. So that second deal would work. Now, there's lots of scenarios. Like the very first probate deal I did is a pretty good case study. Husband passed away. Wife was surviving. I had mailed her off of I pulled a list of homes that hadn't transferred in 9 years that had at least 51% equity that were in my key zip codes. And she was mad. She was red hot when she called me and said, take me off your list. I'll die in this house. I'll never sell this. And I was mailing a high equity list. Well, 2 months later, she had a stroke. Her life completely changed in a cocaine heartbeat. Her daughter calls me bawling, frantic. What I found out is that her husband had died. The house had been on the market with a realtor who had no showings, no offers. But she, because they had the house titled properly, she owned it free and clear. So I had a free and clear asset that was not in probate yet because she was still living, even though she was incapacitated, but her daughter had a power of attorney. So I very quickly realized that I'm like, holy crap, this is better. I can get the family more money faster if I use a lease with option to purchase, because I can charge a premium price to get every drop of equity. I don't have to negotiate inspections. I don't have to negotiate. I don't have to have contingencies. So we rolled it out that way, and we were able to net her 25 grand more than the list price that it had expired at.
Wow.
So you need to you've got to be a transaction engineer if you want to do this without money. You've got to be clever. And yeah. And you have to understand both the probate process, but you need to understand the legal, like the title process of certain real estate and how probate affects that. But if you have that skill set, like if you got that knowledge, you can do a ton with these. I mean, you can even, for example, this is a little bit, I guess I would say it's a little bit more advanced, but when someone has a reverse mortgage, which there's a lot of those in this country.
Right.
So if there's a reverse mortgage on a property, the second that property goes vacant, whether they go to the hospital or they pass away, that typically will, in the fine print of the mortgage, will start a 6-month clock. So that clock is ticking. The family has to do something, or the lender has the right to recover the asset through foreclosure. So if somebody dies and they had a reverse mortgage, you can step in and take that thing sub two. Like if the title can transfer, you can take it subject to the existing reverse mortgage. You just need to know, this is where I'm saying, you need to have the knowledge, because if you buy it in month three, that means you've got 90 days to do whatever you want to do with this house. Flip it, refinance it, wholesale it, whatever you need to do. You have a short fuse and you have to make those payments, which you should put a third, like. So anyways, there's a lot of opportunity in probate. It's not the simplest space to get into if you're doing like literally no money down deals. But there's certainly a lot of ways that you can do these deals as an investor without money. Another opportunity is, and I'll just, if it's okay, I'll just run through some hypotheticals, like stuff that I've done.
Yeah, because these examples really help our audience understand the differences. And look, some of this stuff might be advanced for some people, and that's great. And some of it might be, really beginner stuff for others. So that's fine too. Like, it's a good coloring here because you have all the material on your website too to help people. So yeah, give us this other scenario.
Yeah. So, and this is again, a little bit more advanced. If it's your first deal, it might not be, it's probably not a great idea, but if you've flipped homes before and you have a good proven track record, you know that you're not putting them in a lot of risk. You can basically partner with the estate. So the estate can bring the asset to the table. You establish a basis value, and let's just say that's $100,000. And then you plan to put in $30,000 in labor and materials and then sell the house for $200,000. So you've created $70,000 in equity by taking the financial risk and doing the work. So the way that's put together, the family brings the house to the table, you clear title, roll it into a land trust or a fresh LLC. Then you bring in the construction and the capital, you do the work, you list it and broker the disposition. And then you split the net profit. So you take that basis of 100, that was their money all along, but you added 70,000 minus the construction cost. You added a net of $70,000 in equity. So your company takes 35,000 in equity. The family takes 35,000 more in equity, and then you get the 3 to 6% on the listing side. So you can step in and actually make a huge difference. I mean, $35,000 is significant money for most families. So you can make a huge impact for them. So the family gets more money. They don't have to lift a finger. You get a profit share as well as a higher commission. The community gets a homeowner instead of a renter, and they get a new high comp in the neighborhood. So it's win-win-win all the way around. And when you finish with that, then you take that seller who owned the probate home, you turn them into a private lender. So you've built trust and you put $35,000 in their pocket. So if you're trying to do deals with no money, partner with them. They bring the house, you bring the value. With the money you extracted, you turn them into your private lender, take them to your attorney, show them how they can hold a first and finance your next deal. You're capitalized. So if you had no money, but you're savvy and you think outside of the box, you can create a cycle of transactions off of that one house. So you can start with one And you can pyramid that. I mean, you know, the more money they make, the more money you have on deck. And the more families you help, the more private lenders you create.
Today's show is brought to you by LegalZoom. Look, health and safety is on the top of everyone's minds right now. No matter what happens, you want to make sure that your loved ones are protected. And that's why LegalZoom continues to provide a reliable way for everyone to set up the right estate plan without having to leave your home. So we've set up our estate. You know, it's incredibly important to make sure that this is in place. And LegalZoom can help you do it very easily. It starts with finding the right answers to your questions. So do you need a last will and testament or a living trust? What about an advanced healthcare directive? And what's a power of attorney? Thankfully, you don't have to figure out everything on your own. LegalZoom's online resources make it easy to get started. And if you need to speak to an attorney, their independent attorney network is there to guide and advise you. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so you won't have to worry about expensive billable hours adding up. So to take an important step for your family today, go to LegalZoom.com. to get started on a last will, living trust, and more. And make sure you enter the code INVESTING at checkout for special savings. That's LegalZoom.com. Use that coupon code INVESTING when you're checking out, and you'll be taken care of. LegalZoom, where life meets legal.
Well, this is incredibly important. I hope people are paying attention to this, because when people ask me that question, I have no money. You make it sound so easy, Clayton, to get into real estate. And it is. I started with no money. And a lot of people start with no money when they get into real estate. But to Chad's point, it's not easy. You have to put in the time and educate yourself on this. So here, I love this example, which is you're partnering with the seller of the house, right? The estate. You're partnering with them. Now, they're going to get more money because you're savvy enough. You're bringing this opportunity to them that they would have never thought about on their own. So it's a win for them. You're able then to put this into a land trust. Okay. It's a little bit creative. You get an attorney, get involved and do it creatively.
Yeah, and then just to underscore that, like, your attorney should decide what the vehicle is. You can use a land trust or a fresh LLC, a limited partnership, joint venture, but that's for your attorney to decide, not us.
Yeah. And every state could be different too. So make sure you check that, of course. But to the point, then, you're partnering with that seller. You're not coming out of pocket any money except for maybe your attorney's fees, which can even be included in the deal somehow if you're creative enough, right? And then on the construction side, you could be partnering with another person at a local RIA meeting or otherwise who has.
Well, let's talk about this. So I kind of missed that. So on the construction side, if you put yourself in where you can convince the family to bring the asset, then you can convince a contractor to float the invoice. So if, you know, people are always like, well, no one can do that. Show up at Home Depot at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's when the $80,000 diesel pickups with a full wrap roll through. Those guys know how to run a construction company. They have multi-million dollar insurance. They have deep cash reserves. They literally buy equipment to reduce tax liability. So they need to get money out. They're running their business well. If you go there at 3 o'clock, you'll see the guy in the 1984 Toyota picking up, you know, paint at 3 p.m.
Right.
That's not your guy. But there are contractors out there. If you go to them, typical model is cost plus 15%, right? So if you go to him and say, hey, man, how would you like to make cost plus 20 on some jobs that I have coming up? Well, who's not going to want to hear about that, right? So you go to your contractor, say, listen, I need you to carry this, the labor and materials for 180 days. I'm going to bring a house. Like, you come in, do the construction. I'll let you slap a mechanics lien on the asset with a 10% premium above your normal invoice price. And then we'll submit that invoice to the title company or the closing attorney. So he'll actually end up making cost plus 15, a retail job, plus another 10% on top of that. So you get a free house, you turn the contractor into the lender, and you didn't have to come up with any money. It was all right here.
Right. But it's just hard work. So it's not easy. There's no get rich quick scheme. There's no getting rich overnight. You have to put in the legwork. You got to be the guy that goes to Home Depot at 5 a.m. Honey, I'm doing this. I'm breaking into real estate and I'm going to be out there all week till I find my contractor for the next 2 weeks until I find.
The biggest thing is people like the scenario we just went through. I mean, you have to have ultimate trust with, you know, I mean, there's a half a dozen people in that scenario alone that have to absolutely trust that you will do what you say. Otherwise, they're not going to take the risk on you. The family's not going to risk partnering with you. The contractor is not going to risk, you know, no one, like, for you're trying to do this with no money down. If you don't want to bring money to the table, you damn well better bring trust and value to every party involved. And you can do it. Like I've done these deals. And, you know, when I moved to Roanoke, I didn't know a soul in this town. And within 3 or 4 months, I was putting deals like this together. And it was, I really focused on building, getting in rapport and going, getting deep rapport and trust with each of these people. So when I did need it, when I could like see the puzzle pieces and like put these creative deals together, it was text messages or phone calls. And they were like, yes, I'm in, let's do it. And it was because I had really focused on building real relationships, not this LinkedIn BS of like, oh, I know this guy that like get out there and meet these people, look them in the eye, shake their hands and build real relationships. And you'll have this in your business. Like when people trust you and they know that you have integrity, they don't give a damn if you have any money. They don't care how many deals you've done. What they care about is will he do what he promises and will I get what I'm due? And if people believe that about you, that you can put, anyone can put these deals together. If they're intelligent and trustworthy and have integrity, you can do this.
Yes, everyone can do this. You just have to put in the work. If you don't have the money, you've got to bring something else to the table, which can be the relationships and the value and the other things you can bring to the table. So not everyone has money. And a lot of real estate investors that I know started with nothing, zero. So Chad, I really love having you on talking about probate today, and I want to make sure that people have an opportunity to check out your program. There's over 700 hours. We've set up a unique link on our website for you. It's morrisinvest.com/probate. So people can go there and check out your entire course, work one-on-one with your team. And we'll have that link in the show notes below. Anything else you want to say about what you teach and help investors and agents around the world?
Well, I'll just invite everybody every Thursday for the last 260 weeks, we have done a probate mastermind call, and we have investors and agents and brokers and appraisers. I mean, people in our industry from all over the country, all 50 states, and it's unmoderated. People come in, people bring like these scenarios, like I'm able to help people put those together in real life situations. They come and vent frustrations, share success stories. So if you're interested in learning more about the probate space and how you get into buying and selling in the space, that's probably the best place in the country that you can come and learn. And we have 260 hours of those calls archived. The first Wednesday of every month, I do a live 1 hour long probate role play where I jump in the hot seat and it's unmoderated. Anyone can hit me with anything. So we hear all kinds of different scenarios, objections. So if you really want to sharpen your skills, like on the phone, like getting that engagement we talked about, that's a call that you can attend. And we have about, I think we have 50 hours of those archived. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, we have a lot of it can be found on our blog or on YouTube or both places. But just if I hear the same question three times, I'll fire up a camera and make a video and say, here's how you do this. Like, how do you find cash buyers? How do you turn probate sellers into your private money lenders? So there's beginner conversation, advanced conversation, but if you want to learn about probate, there's really no better place. And obviously, you know, we sell probate leads in a full system with marketing automation. And I have a national certification, that you can take my course and be certified. So there's a ton of stuff there, but you know, if it's something you're interested in, a lot of folks do watch from the sidelines for a month or two until they figure out exactly what they're going to do. But I know that a lot of your audience are, you know, long-term buy and hold. These are, I would like 85% of these probate homes end up going in to be long-term rentals. And if you're having trouble finding deals at the steps or on REO or, you know, MLS, like if you're having trouble finding deals, this can be like the best source of, you know, portfolio, like building a rental portfolio. It can be the best source of leads that you can ever do, because, you know, you can partner with a realtor. If you don't want to do the prospecting, partner with a realtor. They're going to, 90% of the opportunities are going to be listings, and just let them know what, you know, together set the expectation. Like if it's in this neighborhood or in this price range, it's an acquisition, not a listing. Make sure that it comes to me.
Right.
But I mean, if you're a landlord looking to build a portfolio, partner with a realtor or hire one to work on your team, hire an ISA, let them work the list, but you'll find some amazing deals. These are typically in great shape exterior wise. They need, you know, cosmetic rehab inside, you can usually turn them and have them rented within in a 30-day window after closing.
Love it.
So come to our site, learn all you can, ask all the questions you have, and we're here to help. I mean, we just try to help any way we can. Provide value first.
Providing value first. That's why I love having you on, Chad. Thanks so much again. Again, we'll have a link below, morrisinvest.com/probate. You can learn more about this. If you're driving right now, don't worry about it. The link will be in the show notes. Chad, great to see you, my friend. Thanks for connecting again. We'll have you back on real soon.
Cool. Thanks, Clayton.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks to all of you for downloading and subscribing. Remember, you have to take action in order for something to happen. So go out there, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth, that you've got to take action. We'll see you next time, everyone.